Wisconsin AFL-CIO President David Newby says labor supports the current House bill, which contains a public plan that would negotiate rates with doctors and hospitals rather than using prices set by the government.
The difficulty in tying it to the Medicare rates is, for example, in Wisconsin, those rates are not adequate. They're set too low. It's going to be more difficult to negotiate those rates for hospitals and for doctors.
Nonetheless, Newby says it's better than the U.S. Senate Finance Committee bill, which he says hits too many middle-class health insurance plans. David Branson agrees. He's the business manager for United Association Local 434 in La Crosse.
Healthcare can't be paid for by a new tax on middle-class benefits. The Senate Finance Committee health reform bill slaps a 40% excise tax in 2013 on plans valued at more than $8,000 for individual coverage and $21,000 for family coverage.
Meanwhile, Newby says the $900 billion House legislation should be paid for with income tax increases on the nation's wealthy.
Who got major tax cuts under the Bush administration, and under the House bill, the increased tax burden for them would be less than the cut that they've already had. So that's a much fairer way of financing health care reform from people who can well afford it.
U.S. House Republican leader John Boehner said to Reuters this week that Republicans plan to introduce their own House bill, which would not raise taxes or require people or businesses to buy health insurance. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.